Welcome to Trojan Preview for week one of the high school football season. Jim Field along with Atlantic head football coach Tim Duff. And it's exciting to get that first game going, Tim. I know you guys have been working hard and hitting. It's always exciting to get this new season going.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim. We're excited to get the season started. We've had 3 weeks of practice here and then a camp on top of that. And so we've been hitting each other and, the kids are ready to get out and see some competition. And as coaches, we're ready to find out, what we have as a nucleus for the team. We think we have some kids that have some talent and hopefully, we can, start putting together, kids on the field and start getting a little unity and find out what we got at, how tough we are.
You bet. Well, before we talk about kids, let's talk coaches, because there's always turnover in a high school football team. You're going to have kids graduate, new young kids come into the program, but this year you got some coaching turnover too, some guys moving to some different responsibilities, a few new guys moving in. Pretty excited about that?
Yeah, we are excited about, our coaching staff. Nick Hackman, Coach Hackman, was our defensive coordinator last season. This season he's changing to the other side of the ball, going to be our offensive coordinator, and probably has a more analytical and offensive type mind, and so he's excited to be over on the offensive side of the ball, on offensive schemes. We're running pretty much similar schemes to what we ran last year and trying to keep some consistency there in our play calling, but just a new coordinator at that position, and we think Coach Hackman will do a good job there. On the defensive side of the ball, we got a new defensive coordinator, Nick Ross. Coach Ross is an Atlantic grad, a 2002 team captain of our state title team there, and team captain at Drake, and has been coaching at Waukee. And so we're excited to get Nick back with us, and he's doing a great job with our defense. Really working to try to make sure our kids are being consistent and doing their job and really works hard on the fundamentals and on our basic defense. And I think that's going to pay off in the long run for us. And also new to the staff this year, we have Drew Duff. Coach Duff has coached in the Hawkeye 10. He's coached in our district at Winterset and Creston, so he brings some inside knowledge from those two programs, and doing a great job working with our D linemen and our offensive linemen, and adds a lot of expertise in there. And Coach McKay is stepping up as our offensive coach, line coach, Coach Paul McKay, and Coach McKay also be our freshman coach. And Coach was the line coach of that state title team, and really knows line play very well and is doing a good job with our offensive line. And Al Sorensen will be joining us. Last year he was a volunteer, this year as a paid freshman coach, and also working with our special teams quite a bit, and working with the freshmen and also helping with our line play. And Coach Sorensen comes with a lot of experience coaching at Walnut, so we're excited to get Coach Sorensen on staff. And last but not least, Scott Yates. And Coach Yates has been, 8 years he was the head coach at Exira, and so we were real lucky to get Coach Yates to come up and be able to come over and help us, and when EHK went together. And so we've kind of got Coach Yates on staff, and he's working with our quarterbacks and our defensive backs, and so real lucky to get him. And so we're excited about our staff, and we think we're all on the same page, and there's a lot of energy and excitement from the staff, and so the kids feed off that, and hopefully that comes out, and we have that same excitement tonight in that ball game.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the kids now, because you're going to be depending on, in some cases, juniors to be leaders on this football team at some of these positions this year.
Yeah, we had a lot of young kids, like you said earlier, playing significant minutes last year, a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores on the field, and so this year, those kids are seniors and juniors, and so the classes coming through there, we think our depth really improved because of the experience those young guys got last year. So our ones, our first string offense and our first string defense and our second string second string offense and defense, we feel are there's not much drop off from our ones to our twos, so we're pretty confident that we have a number of players that can step on the field and get the job done. And we feel that we've took some lumps last year. A 2-7 record isn't where we want to be as a staff, and it's not where the kids want to be as players. And so they've set high goals. They want to come out out and, you know, they want to have a winning season. They want to make the playoffs, and we want to try to go undefeated at home. So tonight's our first step in that direction, our first home game. You know, and Denison, a salty team. Obviously, anytime you beat a Harlan squad, you know you're playing a team that's very talented. So we know our work. We've got our work cut out for us. But you know, we've gone through our two-a-days and through the early season practice, and we're ready to get on the field and see what we can get done.
Well, let's do that scouting report on Denison since you bring them up. I assume you get a good chance to look at what they were able to do last week. That's really a nice scouting advantage for you. But they've got to turn around. They've got to do it 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, I guess, a catch-22. You know, Denison, for us, you know, we get a good scout on Denison. We get good game film and kind of see what they're doing. But on the other side, you know, you can talk to coaches throughout the state. Teams make their most improvements from week one to week two because they get that tape and they get to evaluate their players and see where they're making mistakes. And with the win, you know, over Harlan, Denison's going to come in very highly motivated, and so we know that they have a quality squad. Looking at their kids at every position, they run very well. You know, their linemen can all move for linemen, good size kids. You know, they're 6'2" and, you know, 220 pounds plus, and move very well up front. And their skilled players, number two is a great player at the receiver, the Eller kid, and does a great job just how he attacks the ball on jump ball situations. And we were very impressed with him on film, and he beat us a couple times last year in our game early in the year too. So we know he knows how to go up, and he plays the ball very well from the receiver position. Hall at quarterback is a tall kid, 6'3", and does a good job keeping plays alive with his feet. You know, he's not going to try to beat you with his feet, but he does a good job keeping plays alive, and he extends plays and can elude sacks, and if it's there, he can find a running lane and pick up positive yards. So we know we have to be able to get after him. And in the backfield, Theus and Peterson do a great job running the ball. You know, they run a pistol set, which is kind of a modified shotgun / I formation combo. So instead of the quarterback being under center, the quarterback's in a shotgun position, but you still have a traditional fullback and a traditional I back stack behind. And so they can still run all their power plays. They can still run their counter plays and option type plays. But they can also, you know, pass easier because they are in that shotgun set. They're already a little farther, you know, drop back. It gives the quarterback a little more time. So, you know, they don't run a lot of tight end sets. They kind of run a flex set where they have three receivers split out. So they're trying to spread you out, and they can run it inside. But at the same time, they know they have some weapons at quarterback and receivers, and their linemen did a great job blocking Friday. So defensively, everybody's going to have to read their keys and do their assignment in order for us to be able to try to slow them down. You know, they put 42 points. 43 points on Harlan with the going for two in the overtime period. So they can score points, and they can score quickly. They're a big play offense. They like to take their shots down the field, and so everybody's going to have to stay home and not let anyone get behind us.
Tim, in looking at the team coming in this year, last year it seemed like in so many of those losses, the game plan just kind of got tossed out the window right away because we found ourselves down a couple, two or three touchdowns real quick because some unfortunate things happen early, and all of a sudden you're just uphill all the way. Is it really important for that defense to really bow its chest and step up early and give your offense an opportunity to try to get out there and stay level or get a lead early?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there, Jim. Last year, you can go back and look at our games. You know, we seem to enjoy spotting the other team 13. You know, it was usually 13. I don't know why it hit 13, but they'd miss an extra point. But we'd spot them two scores, and we'd be down 13 or 14 to nothing. You know, out of our nine games, I think we did that six times that we actually fell behind by 13 points. And so, you know, and it wasn't always one side of the ball. You know, sometimes the defense got put in, in bad situations because of offensive mistakes. And sometimes the defense, we gave up a big play early. So, and then our offense had to turn around and try to play catch up. So we know it's vitally important this season. And we've been harping and preaching to the kids and trying to coach the kids that we need to come out and we have to set the tone, you know, the first 7 minutes of the game, and we have to, you know, make sure that we're focused and concentrating, and we can't have any mental errors or lapse, those first 7 minutes, and we have to make sure we're in the game, and from that point on, we think we have the talent that we can play. It's just whether or not we're focused and we can execute to start the game, and we think we're in pretty good shape, conditioning wise. So we know that we've got to get off to better starts this season.
Well, this may not be the largest football team you've ever had as far as the size of some of those kids, but you've got a very athletic group out there.
Yeah, you know, we like our talent level. We think we have some good talent at our skill positions. We really do. Got some heights at the receiver with Franken, at 6'4", and Markham at 6', 6'1". Quarterback Harrison Hoyga, a 6'1", 6'2" athlete. And our running backs and fullbacks are athletic and doing a great job back there. Derek Stork and Austin Stevens fullback and tailback. We have more tailbacks this year than we had last year. We returned Christian Hosoffel, a senior captain, and we also have Gunnar Bloom. Gunnar wasn't out for football last year, but he's been running some tailback for us, and Logan Steffens, a sophomore, doing a great job, and Jake Dvorak, another sophomore, doing a great job, and all pretty good size backs and hit the hole pretty hard. We probably aren't going to break a lot of big plays, but we'd like to line up and think that with our offense line that we can move the line of scrimmage. Denison has some big linemen. They turn around, they're 25, their fullback plays a defensive end, and he's kind of a rush end. You're going to see him standing up on an end, and he's really going to get upfield. He's going to come up field hard, and he's coming to try to disrupt any plays in the backfield and get pressure on your quarterback, and ultimately he's just trying to run around your tackles and try to use his speed to beat some of our tackles. But he's a good sized kid at that. He's still 215 and gets upfield hard. And, their other D linemen do a great job of penetrating, inside. They have an Overton kid that really caused havoc for Harlan and took away the inside run. It's kind of one of those things, Jim, where, watching Harlan football over the last decade, it's not very often that you see a Harlan team that can't run the ball very well. And Denison really did a great job stopping the run. So we know that they're stout defensively. And that doesn't happen unless you got a great defense. And their D-line is going to be one of the better ones we see. And their linebackers are going to fill and fly to the ball. So offensively, we know we got a work cut out for us. But we're going to turn to our four seniors. We're starting on the offensive line, and it's going to be up to them if we can, negate some of that pass rush and some of that, defensive pressure that they put with their front line. And if we do that, then we think we have, some skill players that can take advantage if we give them the time and some space.
You bet. Well, there are a lot more things we can talk about. Are we going to stretch the field a little more with a passing game? Are we going to bring the dogs a little bit more often on defense? Who knows? You want to find out the answers to those questions? 7:30 tonight. They'll let you know out there at the Trojan Bowl. Coach, I know you've had a good spirited run of practice here for the last few weeks. Are you healthy coming in tonight?
Pretty healthy. So, knock on wood, we're hoping, we're pretty healthy, and I think our kids are fired up, and hopefully we can come out and show some emotion and show a lot of fight and see what happens.
Great. New season getting underway at the Trojan Bowl. Again, 7:30 kickoff tonight. Denison coming to town against the Atlantic Trojans tonight. Hope you get a chance to enjoy that. Coach Tim Duff, as always, thanks a lot. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us on this first edition of Trojan Preview.